Welcome to The Chris Hanna Show, your go-to podcast for diving deep into the world of solopreneurship. I'm Chris Hanna. I'm the all-in solopreneur. I've been there and I've done that in the realm of creating multiple one-person businesses. Each episode, I'm here to share with you all the insider tips, tricks, and lessons learned, sometimes the hard way, that have shaped my journey. So whether you're just starting out or you're looking to scale your solo venture, this show is your personal playbook for success. So buckle up and join me as we explore the highs, the lows, and everything in between on the road to successfully winning as a solopreneur. Let's go all in. All right, so as I'm recording this episode, I can't help but think, I don't know if this is the right word, but this feels ironic. Here I am talking about an episode on building confidence on camera for entrepreneurs, and this episode is audio only. So obviously I'll have to do a video version of this at some point here, but you know what? It is very daunting for some people to ultimately step up on camera. In today's content-driven world, though, I think it's a necessary skill that all entrepreneurs need to know how to master. Again, you don't have to be the greatest person on camera, but you still need to be on camera. And I want to try and help you in today's episode, and we'll try and keep it short, as something that's going to help those people who are camera shy to become more confident video stars more than anything else. Because when you are more confident on camera, it's going to enhance your brand's message. It's going to help you connect more authentically with your audience. And when you do that, ultimately your business starts to profit from it. And so again, we just want to make sure we're going to create those confident entrepreneurs and solopreneurs that are out there. So I'm going to go through a few different things here today as we talk through this, again, helping you become more confident on camera. The first thing I think that is a must, though, before we get into anything else, is to understand the power of video in telling your story. There is so much value in that, because when you can use video, it's going to help you build trust. It's going to help you engage with your audience. And then you're going to ultimately know that the impact of video on your business is going to help you be more motivated to get over that shyness and to step into the spotlight, because being on video is a game changer. I have got clients who were terrified of being on video. They would overthink it. They would overthink the content creation process. And once they started getting more consistently put on video, that's when they saw their business really start to take off. And sometimes that can feel like a, you know, a good problem to have. So I think that's something that's important. So remember, video is where it's at. So another thing I want to talk about here is start small and practice. So whether you're doing informal videos just to get comfortable, practice talking to the camera as though it's a friend. Because at the end of the day, all you're doing is having a conversation with the camera and the other people who may see that video. The more you do it, the more natural it's going to become. A lot of people ask me all the time, hey, Chris, how are you so confident on camera? And you know why I'm confident on camera? Because I've done it so many times. I've recorded thousands of videos. And the first few videos that I did, if you look at them, please don't go back and find them. They are awful. They are terrible. And while I'm comfortable public speaking, on camera, I just seemed awkward as all hell. So I think, honestly, being able to say that practice makes perfect is such a true statement, because it made a world of difference. And you can go back and you can look at how far you've come as well. And I maybe need to do that and just continue to watch them. Like, I know people don't like watching or hearing themselves sometimes, but that can help you with improving too. Now, what's going to help you become more confident on camera, though, is preparing for your content. So know what you're going to say before the camera even starts recording. I'm not saying script your videos, but maybe have some bullet points ready. You know, being prepared, I think, reduces some anxiety and improves your ultimately delivery. And if you've got an idea of things that you want to say, like, don't have it completely memorized, but just have a good general sense of where you want to take it, where you want to go. Just understand the key points that you want to convey. Another critical part is having a comfortable environment to record in, though. So make sure that your filming space feels at ease. You know, make sure you've got lighting that flatters you and a background that maybe reflects what you want to do. Or, you know, maybe you want to remove the background, so you're using a green screen of some sort. You know, the right environment can significantly boost your confidence. And when you're not feeling it, obviously your videos are going to show that too. No, everyone understands the phrase dress for success, but I'm not saying you need to dress up in a full suit when you're doing your video, but wear clothes that you feel confident in. there have been many times where I've recorded videos and I know that the content itself is like supposed to be good, but it didn't come across that way because I felt uncomfortable. There was times at one point in my career, this is back when I was working for another business, where I started trying to create content to kind of promote some of the side hustle stuff that I was trying to build at the time. And I would just switch into dress shirts. And I absolutely, to this day, hate fucking wearing dress shirts more than anything else. But I thought, well, maybe that's what I need to do to, you know, be on video. But it wasn't the authentic me. While I wore them for work, I didn't want to wear them in my videos, but I thought that's what needed to happen. And then as I started to realize is I need to dress how I normally dress, which is honestly usually in a golf shirt or a t-shirt of some sort, then I started to feel more comfortable on camera. And then when I started with All In Content and creating with my company, I then started getting branded merchandise that I started to wear. And I love, and I feel so grateful that I've done this. I love the shirts that I have. And it's so comfortable to record in as well. It makes things easier. So then that's the whole dressing for success, is like dress so you're comfortable. And then as you're going through it, embrace the imperfections. Look, everyone makes mistakes. I've made a fucking ton of mistakes as I've been recording videos. There's been times where I've recorded videos and I didn't even have the audio on. And then it was such a waste because I had to go back and do it again. Sometimes you're going to stumble over your words. Take a moment, breathe, and continue if you do, because you can easily cut some of that stuff out too. Authenticity is obviously way more appealing than perfection though sometimes. So maybe if you do screw up, that's okay. Include that in the video. Your audience is going to appreciate the realness. And if you don't want to include it in the video, maybe save it for a blooper reel. Another one of my clients I worked with, she and I had a hell of a session where there was, you know, she wasn't feeling her best. And what we did is, you know, we recorded obviously all of our sessions with a few, you know, slip ups here and there. And then we put them into a blooper reel, which got great traffic for her in terms of just promoting her business and just getting her seem like more comfortable on camera. So I think, again, it's okay to screw up from time to time. It's going to happen. The last thing I want to say here before we wrap this episode up is to engage in continuous learning. So whether it's taking a course, whether it's hiring a coach, watching tutorials to improve your skills, I think the more that you can learn, the more that you can earn. It's going to build your abilities, but it's also going to build your confidence. Again, the more confident you feel, the more confident you'll become. If you're looking for help, you're looking for support, I coach everybody throughout all of our sessions that we record with All In Content when we're batch creating videos. But I also have people who just meet with me on a weekly or biweekly basis virtually, or sometimes in person if they're in the Windsor Essex region, so that I can help them throughout the process to understand what kind of content they should create. Or maybe there's challenges going on in their business and how do they get more comfortable on camera, or we role play some stuff. So if you're looking for some of that, you can visit allincontent.ca/monthly coaching and it'll give you more information about what that looks like if you want to get set up. And again, just become more confident. So again, this whole journey of trying to become more confident on camera, it's not going to be an overnight thing, right? It's going to take some time because you can't go from camera shy to video star just like that, snap your fingers. But I think as you are more prepared, as you are more persistent, your confidence will grow with every video that you make. Just remember that the goal isn't perfection. It's to communicate your message effectively and authentically. So if you're ready to conquer camera shyness and become confident as an entrepreneur using video, feel free to also book a free content strategy call today with me. I'm happy to connect with anybody who's listening to this podcast to, again, help you build that confident story, craft that strategy using video that's going to help your business or your personal brand grow. You can visit, again, our website, allincontent.ca, to book that strategy call. And I'd love to see your business soar. And that's a wrap for today's episode of The Chris Hanna Show. Thank you for tuning in and going all in with me on this journey. If you're craving more opportunities to supercharge your solopreneur journey, don't forget to visit allincontent.ca. At All In Content, we're dedicated to providing top-tier content creation and strategy services. We help solopreneurs like you make a big impact with your one-person businesses. We do this through video creation. We not only record, edit, caption those videos, we also schedule them on social media for you so that you have a consistent presence that continues to bring you business month after month after month. Remember, in the world of solopreneurship, your story is your strength, and we're here to help you tell it. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and more importantly, stay all in. I'm Chris Hannon, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Keep pushing boundaries and making waves.